Welcome to Mind Shift to Health and Wealth Podcast, a guide to transforming your life. Here we explore powerful lessons in health and wealth because without health, wealth holds little value. I'll share personal insights and enlightening conversations with experts. Each episode is a step towards your success, offering lessons from my experiences and wisdom from others. Love what you hear? Share it and visit mindshifthw.com for more. Thank you for joining me on this journey.
Hey everyone, today I'm going to talk to Connie. A week or so ago in a networking event, and she had a great, interesting story, and I thought it fits really well with the mind shift to health and wealth. So I kind of wanted to talk to her, share her story, and share her passion and how she can help people. Basically, what she does is she's a former educator, professor in a college, to now started a business after she retired to help people tell their stories in pictures. But her other passion is also show people who are in their retirement age or retired that that's not their end of the productive. They can start something new and that keeps them healthy and so on and so forth. But, you know, I'll let Connie introduce herself and kind of share her history to what she does now. So Connie, kind of give your background history, what you used to do before you retired to unretire again. So go ahead.
Okay. So I was a writing teacher at the University of Maryland and at Johns Hopkins University for 40 years. Okay. And what I did was I taught engineers and computer scientists how to write reports that would show their expertise. Mm-hmm. Because most people don't like writing. But if you write a report and it's got lots of errors in it and is not getting to the point, people will not know how smart you really are. So most people hated taking a writing course and they put it off till their last semester before they graduated, but they ended up loving it. And I even hear now from students who tell me how much my course helped them. So when I taught writing, I did it in technical writing. I did it in kind of a different way. I would start off the course and have them find a job, a dream job that they would love to have in their future. Okay. So they would, you know, I would show them how to find a job. And, you know, of course they weren't qualified for the job, but they would all find great jobs. And so throughout the course, every assignment I gave them was to get that job. For example, as an engineer, they had to write instruction manuals. So I had them write an instruction manual for that job. Then I asked them to write a brochure for that job, and so forth. So I had them write so many assignments that when they were finished with my course, they would be really ready to get a new job. Mm-hmm. So I loved that. I loved inspiring students. But when I finally realized, that I was inspiring them, but I wasn't inspiring myself. So I retired and I started inspiring myself. Okay. And I started off becoming an inventor. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we talked about that. So yeah.
So I became an inventor and I had no idea how to invent, but I'm curious and I'm not afraid to try new things. Mm-hmm. So I invented a product called Tip and Split. And because I was old, I knew the problem that older people had when we go out to restaurants. We sometimes can't read the menu because the print is too small and the restaurant is too dark. Mm-hmm. So I invented this product and it has a magnifier on it. It has a light on the back and it can also figure out a tip and split the bill in 3 seconds. So I invented that product and I had a lot of success with it. And because I was a writing teacher, I knew how to write. And then I wrote a book for other inventors. And my book is called How I Got My Product on QVC, The Today Show, The View, and More in My Retirement. And I gave tips on how to get your product into those kinds of shows.
Mm.
So that was so much fun. Mm. And then actually, I went on to another career. First of all, yeah, I gave a TEDx talk. Are you familiar with TEDx?
Uh-huh, yeah, we talked about it again, yeah.
Okay, so I gave a TEDx talk, and my talk was to encourage retirees
mm-hmm.
to do something they're passionate about in their retirement.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. and mainly to start a business, because I think it keeps you young.
Mm-hmm.
So I started another business.
Mm-hmm.
And my second business was to help people write their life stories in pictures, captions, with ancestry thrown into it. Because mm-hmm. I have 7 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that they know all about me.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a book about my life.
Mm-hmm.
So now they know my ancestry, which is actually their ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was a writing teacher, I now help other people write their life stories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm having a very, very fun time in my life. Every day I wake up to something exciting in my mm-hmm. life.
Gotcha. Well, let's go back to, you said one day you all of a sudden realized, you know, you were, you know, teaching kids how to dream and, you know, create something. But
right.
then you realize you are not doing that yourself. So
right.
what was that moment? Like, what happened? Like, what triggered that? What was, you know, do you remember what triggered that? You know, why all of a sudden you decided, okay, I'm not living my own, you know, teachings.
Yeah. So what triggered it is when I was looking at all of their jobs they were going to be getting, and they mm-hmm. were going to be getting a starting salary that was more than twice mine. And I had a master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, this is not right.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do something to make myself on that scale.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And there wasn't any movement. You just like, it was a gradual realization for you.
I think that I saw all these people fulfilling their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, Connie, why don't you fulfill some of your own dreams? And my dreams were, I love teaching.
Mm.
But my dreams were not just to make them happy in their careers.
Mm.
My dream also had to do with me.
Mm.
So it wasn't a one day thing. It was an evolution about, yeah, now I should start doing something for me. So my first thing was an invention, and I made some money doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also got so much pride.
Mm.
Can you imagine being an inventor
mm-hmm.
at my age?
Right. There you go. Yeah. Awesome. So did you actually officially retire, or you just like took the, I don't know, golden
yeah.
parachute or whatever they call, like a, you know, like a package they gave?
Well, after 40 years,
mm-hmm.
I took their package.
Gotcha.
So now I have a pension
mm-hmm.
and a Social Security,
mm-hmm.
but that wasn't enough for me.
Right.
Okay. So at age 70,
mm-hmm.
I became an entrepreneur.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, no, let's get into that, right? I'm a huge believer in that. When we talked even one-to-one before, off camera, we talked about this. I'm a big believer that, you know, as long as you do keep doing something active, like some mind active, like I shared with you how my dad, after retirement, started doing stocks and probably made more money than when he was working, and he had a great job and he had an inheritance and all that stuff. But still, the fact that anytime he's doing actively stocks and paying attention to them, his mind is more sharp and more involved than when he's not. And when he's off
exactly.
that, he kind of can become absent-minded or something else. But the fact that whenever he pays attention doing something active and productive, that
and something
mind,
he likes.
Exactly. Something he likes and enjoys, you know. So I, you know, always felt like, you know, watching him, and I've seen other studies and all that stuff. The more active your mind is, the better your mind, obviously mind is always sharper. You don't get forgetful and all that stuff because you're keeping your mind active. So anyway, long story short, how do you now, you know, I don't know, we talked about this or not. Do you like coach people who can approach you about how to become an entrepreneur, what you look at and all that stuff? Anybody who's after retiring, essentially?
Yeah. So you see, I was a writing teacher. So I wrote another book and my book is called Retirement.
Okay.
Dream big, take action, make money. And in this book, I give steps on exactly what to do.
Gotcha.
To start a business in your retirement. And if anybody wants to contact me, they can, and I can help them.
Awesome. And I'll be sharing the social media or website, whatever Connie has in the end, so you guys can reach out. Whether, obviously, if you're a retiree and kind of like, you know, thinking, hey, this doesn't seem productive and, you know, or you're inspired to do something, but you're afraid, you know, it's, I'm old or whatever that conversation you're having, reach out to Connie and she can tell you, you know, what she did to now onto the second business she's in. And I guess the third business is she kind of coaches people too. So, so reach out to her. Now going back to storytelling, right? Is that the storytelling or helping people tell the story? Is that a more of an online curriculum you do, Connie, or is it more, you know,
I can do it in three different ways. For one way, very simple. For $8.97, they can buy a book that I wrote.
Right.
It's called How to Write Your Selfie. Okay. And it's very easy. There are six steps in how to actually write your story. Okay. The second way is I can work with them. They can sign up for an inexpensive course and I will give them a recording every week for 6 weeks. And they can write their story or they can work with me and I will, you know, write along with me in Zoom calls and I can help them progress and they can have their own story in about 6 weeks.
Gotcha. Cool. Awesome. Let's get into a sample, you know, just to walk through on essentially how you would encourage, coach someone who is retired. Let's assume they're 65 plus, whatever the case is. They're retired and they're like thinking of doing something else. How do you approach that? You know, let's assume I'm the guy, I'm 65 plus and I'm coming to you. And I tell you, hey, Connie, I'm kind of, you know, I heard you or I read your book, whatever the case is. And I want more, you know, one-on-one time to help me to get onto this new career or new profession or new business. Whatever the case is, how would you, you know, talk to me? I mean, just let's do a play, I guess.
Okay. Well, the first thing I would do, and this is the first thing I did, was I signed up to SCORE. Have you heard of SCORE?
No.
SCORE. Mm-hmm. It's retired people, retired business people who help you start a business.
Gotcha.
So I have a SCORE mentor and he helps me. And the first thing he did was he had me write a business plan. And I had no idea how to do it. So he helped me. So I wrote a business plan, but not just one. I wrote three business plans.
Wow.
One is for how to promote my tip and split.
Right.
The next one was what I was going to do to promote my book writing. I call it Write Your Selfie. And the third one was how to promote myself as a speaker. So I worked on all of those and he asked me to send him my business plan. And that was the best thing I ever did.
Gotcha.
Because it gave me a plan of how to do it. Now I'm not typical because I had three plans and, you know, but he helped me. So I would suggest everybody start with a SCORE mentor. It's free. And they will help you to write your first business plan. And then whenever I have a question, they will answer.
Awesome.
They will answer.
Gotcha. I never heard of that before. So is that only organization only do it for retirees or they do it?
No, for anybody.
Okay.
for anybody. I imagine I'm one of the very few retirees. I imagine I'm older than my mentor.
Okay, hey. Go ahead, sorry.
He's retired, but he's got a wealth of experience.
Gotcha. Awesome. Well, hey, I guess, yeah, if you're a retiree, then that's one. But even if you're not, you're a young person, you don't know where to start, maybe that's something you want to reach out to or go check it out and see how you potentially could start a business. And especially if it's free, I don't know, mentorship possibility there. So after that, once they do that, then you would say, hey, come back to me and then we can talk more and you can help them at that point.
I can help them with any aspect of it.
Gotcha. And is there any example you can give, what, not your business, but somebody else's business you kind of guided through, or you're still working through those things right now?
Well, I just started doing this.
Gotcha.
Recently, but I do have a number of people who I am helping.
Gotcha.
You know, start their business.
Gotcha. Anything you can share without, I guess, mentioning names, or, I mean, just a general business they were starting and you're kind of helping through that? Any type of business you can share?
One of them is my former patent attorney.
Mm.
He had to retire.
Okay.
He wasn't ready to retire, but he had to retire because he has Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, okay.
And he's starting a new business about music.
Wow.
About recording, he's setting up a recording studio. And one of the things he wants to do is have people learn how to play music to help them with something like Parkinson's disease because it keeps you active. Yeah, so I'm helping him with that.
That's an actually awesome idea that he has.
Well, he doesn't want anyone to steal it yet.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, no. So I'm
so
sure.
I hesitate to mention things, but anyway, he's also writing a book about the whole inventing process. And I'm actually his co-author.
Oh, awesome.
So okay. We have a very good relationship. So I will have a new book coming out in about a month about inventing.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. Yeah. But did you share the book Inventing? It's a different book?
It's a different book.
Okay, gotcha. But it's the same, similar title, but just different.
No, I haven't. I sent you a media kit and that says coming soon.
Oh,
and I sent you the cover of it. But it's not published yet. We're still working on that.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, maybe.
But see, I think I'm kind of using my skills because I was a writing teacher for 40 years.
Right.
So I am very comfortable with writing.
Gotcha.
And we did all these way before ChatGPT.
Right.
Some people write a book with ChatGPT and don't even, you know, spend 10 minutes on a book.
I know, right? Yeah, no, that's actually... Talking about that, I am planning to write a book, more of an ebook, basically, you know, health journey. So I'm passionate about that. But before, I wouldn't have thought about it. With ChatGPT, I'm like, oh, I can do it.
You can also ask me to help you.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking. Hey, there you go. If you're looking to write books, like, Connie can help. You know, personally, obviously, I can ask too. But yeah, that's another thing out there. All right. Talking about books, let's get into our last three questions. What's the one book what's your number one book, I guess, in your life that you read that you would recommend anybody else to read?
Okay, I love reading books. Sorry. One of my favorite books. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of Jane Pauley? She was on the news. She was a broadcaster.
I believe I do, but I'm not sure, 100% sure.
She wrote a book that I bought, and it's called Your Life Calling, Imagining the Rest of Your Life.
Wow, okay.
And I love it. All of her chapters talk about reinventing yourself, which is what I talk about.
Gotcha.
But I actually got the book after I started talking about
it. Awesome.
She shares a lot of tips, like, you know, how reinventing yourself can be very fearful, but don't be afraid. And one of the best things about me is I'm not afraid of anything. You know, I'm not afraid. I'm curious, and I have a lot of persistence, and I just go for it.
Awesome.
So she has the same kind of belief, and she says, start one step at a time. So if somebody wants to start a business, I would say, first start with SCORE. Then you can, they'll tell you what to do next. Then you can ask me questions also, because I've got experience.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, awesome. All right, so on to the next question. Probably, you know, I at least know what your most likely the answer would be, but I'll ask for the rest of the people. What inspires you these days to get up and do what
you think you're frozen, Raju. I'm sorry, you were frozen, so I didn't hear that question.
Okay, yeah, I got to edit this thing. All right, I'll edit it. Anyway, so what I was asking is, what inspires you to get up and do what you do every day now? Although I think I know the answer, but for rest of the people listening, you know, what would you say inspires you to get up and do what you do every day?
Every day. Every day, I can't wait to wake up. I'm very good in the morning, and I love to get started. Today, I was doing a few things. I'm looking at digital marketing, and I'm learning about digital marketing. But I was also very excited about this interview with you. So that made me very excited, because it gives me a chance to think a little bit more about what I'm doing. So anybody who wants to wake up excited should follow in my footsteps. Do what you want to do, but not what I'm doing. Do what makes you happy.
Awesome. Great. Well, I guess that might have been a tip, but, you know, let's go with a tip. You know, what's the one tip you can share that has helped you that can help others? Apart from the stuff you shared, something else new, I guess, a tip.
Okay, I have a great tip. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do something. Just walk away.
Right. Perfect.
How's that for a tip?
Yeah, there you go. That's it. That's all needs to be said. Awesome, Connie. Would you like to share your, I'll be posting her info, but I still, you know, I'm going to ask you, Connie, if you want to share it right now, your website or anything like that for people who are listening so that they can go there.
Sure. I call myself a grandmapreneur. And because I was an inventor, I know, you know, that that's a good idea to have, but I trademarked the name Grandmapreneur.
Grandmapreneur. Yep, there you go.
So my website is called grandmapreneur.com.
Awesome. All right. So as you heard, go to grandmapreneur.com to get any information on Connie, her books, her products, and her coaching. Whatever you're looking for, you should be able to get there. So get it there. And then also, yeah, I guess probably her TEDx talk might be there too. So you might want to watch that there too.
I didn't put it on there.
Oh, yeah, you should have. Okay. Maybe I'll post it, you know, with this podcast if you send it to me. All right, Connie, thanks for taking the time, and I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Your support means the world to me. For more tips and tales, head over to mindshifthw.com. Want to chat? Let's connect on mindshifthw.com. Schedule a session with me if you're seeking guidance or just good old brainstorm. Together, let's make a splash in the world, one mind shift at a time. Catch you next time.